Hundreds of Australians are believed to be trapped in New Caledonia following days of deadly riots, with many saying they feel abandoned by federal authorities. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade doesn't know the exact number of Australians seeking to leave the French territory, having only opened registrations on Friday afternoon. The outburst of violence was sparked by a bill approved by the French National Assembly that would expand voting rights to people who have lived in the archipelago for more than 10 years. Thousands of French police enforcements are now arriving in New Caledonia in an attempt to quell the violence, in which at least 4 people were killed and hundreds arrested. New South Wales resident Peter Choquinot says the lack of information from DFAT is disappointing, but not unexpected.
It's uncomfortable, but not dangerous at the moment, and we're in as good a position as we can be. My disappointment is the lack of communication, and if the information was available, then it's the lack of a system to communicate with us. If the information wasn't available to the government, that's incredibly disappointing.